Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed and full of flavor.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
This is your hostess, La Crush Hart.
Come around, baby.
I don't need you.
There's no need to go. did it, folks. I made it all late again. Like, this time wasn't my fault. This time I blame Black Reporter. Welcome to the Honey Suite with the Crushed Hearts. It's Tuesday, June 18th, 2013, 9:15 p.m. Eastern, 8:15 Central. And, how are we doing, Black Reporter?
We're doing okay. We're trying to turn down the TV so that the in the finals is not a distraction to our listeners.
Yes. Shout out to all the Spurs fans. Shout out to all the Heat fans. Getting a little game on tonight, Game 6. Good luck to them. This can be the end, or this can be the... the walk to Game 7, right?
The end of the season. This can be the end of the season.
Right. Or this can be a walk into Thursday, which is Game 7, right?
What are you speaking of me?
This is only Game 6, right? If the Heat win... they will have to play Game 7.
If the Heat win.
Yes, that's what I was asking.
Yeah. That's a big question. If the Heat win.
So you're rooting for the Spurs?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Just had to ask.
Only because for years I could not stand the San Antonio Spurs being a NBA West fan with my Suns and my Rockets and my Thunder, and seeing that the West is no longer in the playoffs and. I hate the Heat simply because they think they are so much.
That's part of sports. How are you going to hate them for having spunk? Like, that's part of sports. Like, that's the whole background of sports, bragging rights and stuff.
That's spunk?
Yeah. You know that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what that is. That's part of the whole dynamics of sports, of I'm better than you, na-na-na, boo-boo, you know, get your grade up, you know, like, putting a little spark under people so they can be on your level, like.
Yeah, we shall
ain't that the whole, that's like the whole, like, that's like going to a baseball game and asking for Cracker Jacks. Like, that's just part of the experience. You know.
Yep.
Sitting there, y'all arguing back and forth. Your house is this way, and you the only audible who wants to vote for this team. And
that's
just the whole the dynamics of it, I believe.
But we shall see in a couple hours.
By the end of this show, we shall see.
It's true. This is true.
Yes. We also have representing Louisiana. I wish I could
see.
Okay, just took that out of my mouth. What's going on, Lady C?
Hi. Oh, nothing much. I got a new little laptop, and I was figuring out how to work it.
That's how you gonna do me, Lady C? That's how you gonna do me? You know my laptop is trashed. You know my laptop is trashed, and you're just gonna talk about getting a brand new one?
It's not brand new. Oh no, it was secondhand. So somebody was tired of it. They didn't want it. Okay, I want to play on before I buy a brand new one because I want to make sure I can work with it. I don't want to get a new one then say, oh, I messed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know. I I had discovered a possible way to get me a laptop once again through me being handicapped. I can get it through the state for over $100.
Right.
Just a little bit over 100. I think it's like 100.
Oh, well, you need to give me that information. I could get another one, and I could mail that to New York.
I know that's right.
We can work that, man.
I didn't say too much already.
You think we can? We serious, ain't we, Clark?
You know how we do, Black Reporter, wink,
thank
wink.
You. Don't act like this is new.
Hold on.
Let's do that.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, Black Reporter. I'm acting like that, Black Reporter.
Like it's a new game, please.
Why you only trying to get me to hook up? That's what I'm Black Reporter. All right, folks. So... I started off late. I was on time. I was here, and then I dozed off, and I was having weird dreams.
It
threw me off. It really did throw me off. I had a dream that we was here, and something spilled on my floor, so we was cleaning up, and we had the front door open. And I was in my kitchen, and I walked to the back of the house, and I looked, and my neighbor was going through my drawers. Why are you going through my dresser drawers?
Yes, indeed.
Like, what the fuck?
Okay.
And it's not like we was cool lately like that. I mean, we speak, but why are you going through my dresser drawers?
Yeah, not that good. We ain't that close. We ain't running, buddy.
And then when I kicked her out, she has nerves to her peoples downstairs to knock on my door and tell me, oh, I need my mustard back. Bitch, take your mustard and run into a brick wall. See, this is why I was late, folks. This is that conspiracy I be talking about. It's all in my head.
Crush.
It's all in my head.
Crush.
Yes.
We need to get some girl some help. She's falling off the deep end again, y'all.
No, I didn't.
When she has these strange dreams, she's gone off the deep end again.
No.
No.
I'm on a spending budget, and I wanted some.
Her mind is busy. Her mind is thinking of a lot of things. She's got this.
Yeah, that's what
it is. And that's why she's thinking. She's trying to figure out how to get this going and get that going and do this and do that and not be in the po-po house.
Thank you, Lady C. I'm trying to be legit here.
That's what happens when you're trying to keep things going and not sitting there and have to get the phone call. Oh, she's not in. Go step out the door. So she's not home.
Oh, can I also say shout out to Marva from Long Island. She hit me up. She said she wanted to call in so bad, but she couldn't get in. So, but she said she wanted to. Yeah, she was checking us out last night. She had a lot to say. She said. So shout out to Marva. Lady Brick, are you there? Is this you? Rick. I guess that's not her. Oh, I tried.
Well, business doesn't you.
Yeah. Excuse me. So, that's my dilemma here. And before that, I had a dream that the baby from next door that we normally babysit sometimes came over, but no, that wasn't the case either. I don't know.
You're just not resting well. Your mind got too much on it.
That's what it is. Just all over the place.
It's all over the place, and you're not resting. So all this weird stuff come in to try to confuse you.
Right.
So you'll jump up. You're like, what?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I jumped up and looked around, like, where that baby at?
See, so real.
Oh,
you see, so real.
What? Oh, Black my goodness. Reporter. I did. I
you
jumped
never
around.
Had weird dreams, Black Reporter, where you jump up and say, what, wait a minute, huh?
That's the way I was sitting there just now. And I woke up and I looked up and I looked over at my roommate. She looked at me and said, "Mom, why I just had that dream?" She said, I know.
Wait, please.
Okay, so it is going on 9:30. I'm going to take a quick break. I need to update some stuff real quick, and I'll come right back, and we'll finish our conversations, getting to know one another, talk about a little something, get into tonight's topic, and all that good stuff. You are tuned into the Honey Sweet. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts with Black Reporter and my good friend Lady C, representing the Louisiana area. 805-830-8320. Call us up, press that 1, and join the conversation.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to love. Can I take your order? And you can have it your way.
Welcome, can I help you? Take a minute to read the menu. If you're looking for a man, if you're looking for a friend, if you're looking for someone to talk to, take your time, I'll fill your order. I can never charge you or make caution. Caution, caution, cause the plate is hot. And I'm the catch of the day. You deserve your meal and your drink. You can find it all in me. I'll fill you up for free. If your heart is hungry, you can place your order here with me. You're particular about what you like, so the customer is always right. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Had to show girl I'm quality. To the menu full of me, I got a real love policy. And I'm the catch of the day. You deserve your meal, your drink.
few nights ago, I had this one night stand with a girl named Brittany, right? And when we woke up in the morning, we kind of been through these stories of all the people that we've been with. And we found out that I had sex with Brittany, who had sex with Kenny, who had sex with Jenny, who had sex with Keith. Now, Keith had sex with Stephanie, and she had sex with Raheem. Now, Raheem had sex with Shauna, and later had sex with Charlene, and Charlene was in a threesome with Shauna and me. So, I guess that means I fucked myself twice. Pimpin'. Oh, psych. Because, see, what I forgot to mention is that Shauna is bi, and she turned out Charlene. Now, Charlene got raped by this dude named Raheem. Now, Raheem is on the down low and had sex with Keith, and Keith just found out he caught HIV. And Keith had sex with Jenny, and Jenny had sex with Kenny, and Kenny had sex with Brittany, and Brittany fucked me. And now, I'm sitting in the clinic tripping, thinking in the back of my mind that I joined the epidemic, praying that protection protected, cause a lifelong of infection ain't worth one night. And she did say, I'll give you a night to remember. She ain't lie, cause I remember this for the rest of my life. And this morning, after a loud last night, got real quiet when she told me she might have caught the HIV virus. Then she saw a whole light flash for her eyes, seeing she had unprotected sex multiple times, multiple nights, times that with multiple guys. Multiply that with girls that the guys fuck twice, then divide that with problems each person provides, and add that to diseases we have in these times, and subtracts all them times that she cared about the guy. And that's when she realized she risked her life for nothing, for pleasure that'll last a few seconds, or to keep a man that's headed in a different direction. When her pops left, her head went a different direction. Now she off giving head to some different directions, and invested in dropping school for some strip lessons, dancing on a pole, doing anything for dough. She started with smoking weed, then graduated to the pipe, got addicted. Now she doing drugs all the time, infatuated with the life of gang members and drug lords, thinking that money can give her sense of comfort, waiting for a man that would come to take her out her world, but he never came, so she been stuck in that same world. And that night when I met her at the club, I ain't know all this about her. All I saw was a beautiful girl, and I fucked her. Not because I loved her, but I exploited her insecurities for another. One night of no strings and no attachments, I told her everything she wanted to hear to get that ass quick. And I don't know if that was karma or something, but now, we both sitting in the clinic tripping, thinking in the back of our minds that we joined the epidemic, praying that protection protected, cause a lifelong of infection ain't worth one night. The results came back, we looked at them at the same time. I was HIV negative, but unfortunately, Brittany wasn't as lucky as I. So after this whole crazy fiasco, I began to really question what I was doing. I mean, I had the love of my life right in front of my face, and I was just jeopardizing it, doing real stupid things, and I realized that all the dimes in the world wouldn't really add up to her.
Okay. Welcome back to the Honey Sweet. I am LaCrush Hearts. That right there was spoken word artist Mark Payne with The Circle of Sex, and before that, I started off the set, if you will, with Raheem Devon, customer. And I invited you all to call in 805-830-8320. If you are listening through blogtalkradio.com, refresh the page. The chat room is wide open. Create a free account. Join us in the chat. And put your 2 cents in. So, you know, we're on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. All that. Love to hear from you during the show. So,
Black Quarter. That was deep.
That was heat?
Deep.
Oh, deep. Yeah?
Yeah,
it was.
Very deep.
Lady C, what you think about that?
Yeah, it was an eye-opener. I mean, the reality of what people don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
It brings you to, like, yeah, I thought it was just this, it, you know, and that's a big thing. No strings attached, but there's always strings attached.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you get
yeah,
in the club, and you start smelling the poutine, and the poutine ain't got no eyes.
He said the way
Black
people
the,
keep,
you
keep,
just
keep,
showed
keep
your
up.
Age all the way.
Yeah. He looked at her. It was the look he got. It was the prettiness of her. He got drawn in. A lot of people say they don't look like. People don't look like. They think if somebody got HIV, it's going to show. No, it doesn't always show.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to look like you got it. You can look good. Some of them live healthy lives, but it doesn't show.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Before we left last night, I had myself and everybody on the panel, as always, Lady C, Lady Brick, Black Reporter, myself. We had a very interesting conversation, and we was talking about relationships and the different dynamics and marriage and all that good stuff. And I noticed for myself that Wednesday, I was feeling some type of way. I really was. And, you know, just the top, and I think that's the reason why my computer got broken, because I was feeling some type of way. And as we was talking last night, I realized that way I was feeling was called frustration. Not just regular old frustration, like I can't find the right key for the whole frustration. It was that sexual frustration. That build up, that back up, that moment where
I can't get my release.
You just need that get right, you know, like you know, and I've talked about the get right before, folks. We already know what the get right means, ladies. When we say the get right, you know what that is. Black and Ford, I don't know if you know what that is.
You that way.
I'm just teasing. But, yeah, that moment in time, and I think everybody does it, and I didn't realize it as I was younger until now. I didn't know what she meant by, you know, she told me to wait. Don't have sex. Because once you start it, you can't stop it.
No, you can't stop.
That was the advice I was told before anything. That was my birds and bees talk. That line right there. Like, don't have sex, because once you start it, you can't stop it. And it was like an itch that you can't reach.
And that
doesn't mean that you're not having sex now. Now, that's not what I'm talking about. That's not where the frustration comes from. The buildup is you are having intercourse. You are, you know, having sex, but you're just not reaching that first time climax, or a climax at all, or it takes too long for you to reach a climax, and he done. That's that frustration. Like, really, you laying on top of me and that's it? He just looked up at him like, that's it. So that's where the frustration comes in for wanting that get right. That's where we at right now. We need that get right. Hi, Mr. Get Right.
And the thing is, he's doing it looking for Mr. Get Right, or Miss Get Right, as the case may be, and it never gets there. You never find that. You keep looking for that Mr. Get Right or Ms. Get Right, as the case may be, and you never find that person.
Right. You never find them. Or you know what? You find in the most least situations. Like, I wasn't expecting this person to make my inside shiver. I wasn't expecting to still feel him after he left. And it just be that person that you had already chalked off. I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
That's about right.
Right. And then you have the screening process. Like, what do you base your criteria on? That's the frustration. Because I got no patience. I have no patience. And for some reason, I seem to always have to cipher through the BS. I don't know about anybody else. I can only speak about my experience, but by all means, if you know what I'm talking about, if you can relate, if you want to share your thoughts, give us a call, 805-830-8320. Press 1. I'm also in the chat room. Make a free account for BTR and join us in the chat room. Okay, so sexual frustration, the screening process, what do you base your... Oh, wait, is that me? Headphones. Lady C, you got to put your headphones in.
Huh?
You got to put your headphones in. Oh, was that Black Reporter?
That wasn't me.
Oh, I thought that was you. Oh, okay, Black Reporter. Where did that come from? Okay, so we're talking about sexual frustration. The screening process, as I was saying, is hella hard because you know, and we got so much stigma around sex to begin with, and as we just heard about the circle of life and the concepts and the insecurities and the backlash from it, you know, the talking, the rumors, it's just so much, and you try to do the no strings attached, but you can never get that no strings attached. You know, you try to do the friends with benefits, but that contract always null and void because somebody wasn't keeping it real. Whatever that means.
Like keeping it 100.
Right. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
So,
but I understand what you're saying because, like you say, it's so much BS. And they keep the talking and the different things, and then you start getting these little red flags in your mind. You're like, okay, you've just been. You're like, you're the weakest link. I'm not bothering with you. Because the conversation, a lot of people understand, conversation is the thing. And you say, oh, yeah, purple is my favorite color today, and then we talk tomorrow. Well, you know, so you change the color. Or I live with my mom, then you live with your sister, then you live with your brother. Oh, I work, but I'm off today. This is day number five. You off 5 days in a row? Wait. Or the text you only person that can only text you. Why can you only text me? Why can we not conversate? You want to front from the beginning. Let me make the choice if I decide I want to be the other woman. But give me that option.
You hit the nail on the head when you said that it's more than just the get right. The get right is it consists of being on the same wavelength physically, right, emotionally, and mentally, and just trying to get that perfect sync. You know,
right,
everything just all the ducks are fell in a row. You know, you're attracted to this person mentally. Y'all talk, y'all connect, y'all have some type of chemistry there, y'all can hold a conversation, because people fail to realize sex is about 75% mental.
Right.
You know, and that's proven.
If you're not listening into that person, you're not enjoying it. If it ain't a mental connection, really, it's like just you going through the motions, trying to find, wait a minute, I ain't got there. What's going on? In your mind, you're sitting there, okay, this it. You know, like you say, the friends with benefits, they become more benefits than friends. And that's all, some guys just want the benefits. Wait a minute. Okay, like the contract was friends with benefits. Friends with benefits, what's the definition? First, when you say that, well, okay, what's your definition of friends with benefits? You have to get all that clear. Because a lot of guys, they want more benefits than they want the friendship. They just want to pop up at 2 o'clock in the morning, roll you over, do what they do, smile and say, I'll check you later. That's not friends with benefits. That's benefits.
But listen, Lady C, that works sometimes.
Sometimes.
You know, women want that too. We want that too. Well, okay. Some women do.
But
like
he
got to
be on his game.
But we all want that. We all want that too. Sometimes I don't want. Listen, I've even considered paying for it. Just that, no strings attached. Because there's no such thing as, like you said, no strings attached. They'll tell you that's what they want, but they don't want it on your terms. They want it on their terms.
Yeah.
They want you to be available for them. But when you turn around and we need them to be available for you, that's when they start catching feelings.
Yeah.
That's when it, all of a sudden there's a string there. What? I'm busy. Or, you know, or that's all you want? That's all you need? Da-da-da-da, you know?
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, like you say, like you were talking about the pre-pregnancy. I mean, with relationships, whatever, you should have verbal contracts and just put it on the table. Okay,
mm-hmm.
When you meet, where the plan? Okay, I met this one guy. He said he wants to make something, but, oh, you know, if we connect in the bedroom, what the hell I got to do for building anything else?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we connect it, then we can go to the next step. Really? Really, dude? For real?
Yeah, you got to make sure he attracted to you, right?
You know, I want to make sure that if you keep me happy, then we can. Okay, so when are we going to actually do more than just benefits? Tell me what else is there. You know, are we friends with benefits? Well, where did friendship come in? You want to pop in because he has two jobs, and he's a bouncer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he gets off work 2 in the morning. I'm going to come see you. No, you're not. I'm asleep. I get up at 4:35 in the morning. Don't call me. On the days he off, he don't have time to call. So wait a minute. Where the friendship come in at? On your day off as friends, why not hang around? Hang out or something. Go walk in the park. Go play cards. Play a game.
You know, what guys sort of realize is we're emotional creatures. There's no way of getting over that. You know, if you want to do more than, if you want to be more than just benefits, you got to understand most women are emotional creatures, and they have some dudes out there that are emotional as well. But
mm-hmm.
there has to be some type of build-up. They really do. For me, it does, because I'm going to tell you like this. I have two switches. There's that dude that, you know, sometimes I just want it. And I want you to get up, get dressed, and go about your merry way. However,
mm-hmm.
it comes with a cost, because that guy that wants to give you that, his get right sucks. It's not right, wrong. It sucks. 360. He's not hitting that spot. Your toes ain't curling. Your head ain't sweating.
And you got that deep breathing like afterwards.
Exactly. There's no tingling feeling.
Yeah.
There's no uterus shifting. He's just not reaching that mark.
But you know the sad part when you find that person and they live way away.
Yeah, exactly. Or like you said, they have millions of jobs or they got so much going on. So now I'm at a dilemma. You know, now I'm at a dilemma because I'm like, what else can you offer me? Now I need you to stimulate. I need a little bit of everything to get to my climax. I need to be able to think about the joy you bring me, that friendship, like you're always there for me. I need something else to focus on. If I just think about your dick game, it's just going to frustrate me.
Right,
I'm still frustrated.
Right.
I'm not satisfied.
See, like you say that, and like I said, I have a friend who he stop from this. He pop up, we start kissing, and it start rolling in. But he lives way in Austin, Texas. So it's like, if he was to pop up here tomorrow, he knows we got a good friendship. We conversate, we call each other, check on each other, know what's going on. And if he says I'm coming through Baton Rouge, I'm gonna stop and see you. Okay. We know we're going to go out to dinner, laugh and talk, and then we're going to go do the good, get the good, good, good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a problem. But then there's those who want to, I mean, now that's a friendship with benefits. Because we conversate, we check on each other. I mean, if he's coming through And we may or may not get to that, but we're going to smile, conversate, talk with each other, go out to dinner, lunch or something, and know what's going on in each other's lives. If it happens to go to it at the time, good. If not, we just sit and hug and laugh, watch a movie and clown, and enjoy each other's company. That's a good friends with benefits. See, these people who just want to pop up, that's just a benefit. Booty buddy, fuck buddy, just want to screw. You know, and sometimes, like you said, there are some people you want that with, but with no strings attached, it's hard to find that no strings attached, like you said, that reaches everything. It's just no strings attached going to make you say, oh, yes, thank you, bye-bye. And you you said what I wanted. You can go.
There's no such thing, because it's like, if you're not Mr. Get Right, if you're not my Mr. Get Right, and you're not my friend, then you need to be a customer and leave that money on a nightstand when you're walking out. I got to get some type of benefit out of this. I got to be satisfied somehow. And I'm just saying.
But you know what? You can't tell them that you didn't enjoy it, because men are such fragile creatures.
Ooh, girl. Oh, jeez.
When you enjoyed that, huh? You enjoyed that, huh? When you asked me the third time and I didn't answer, I should have told you no.
Right. Right. And they catch the attitude with you, don't they?
Right. Like, it's your fault.
That was cool.
I can't tell you what to do with that thing. That's yours.
Exactly. Totally and true.
And it has
you know
to do with
and,
size.
And I don't know from a male's perspective. By all means, give us a call, 805-830-8320. What are your thoughts about this situation, about sexual frustration? I mean, I guess y'all don't really understand, because I mentioned this earlier to a friend of mine. He said, I can't relate. He said, I got to adapt to the situation. He said, I adapt to the situation. I said, well, I know you got to have that female in your life that just didn't fit the cut, whether it was too loose, too wet, too funky, maybe she had a nasty attitude. I mean, you have to have that experience, but then it's like, if a woman is throwing it at you, will you turn it down?
Actually, you know, I've known some men who say they would. They would, because they're not attractive.
I said I would, too, but I don't.
Yeah. I look at them and I'm like, okay, do I want to go there? Do I really want to go there? I mean, because there have been conversation, and just the conversation, I can't grip that. We're not going any farther. If I can't get a mental stimulation, I don't want anything else. Let's have a conversation first and talk about something other than just sex. That's all you want. I'm looking to do this. I'm looking to eat me some pussy. Really? Well, there's a kitty cat over there. You know.
And that's a turnoff.
That is not the end all of sex, because you can eat pussy. Because, there was one who claimed he couldn't do it because he had sinuses. That wasn't true. When he finally decided to he said he couldn't do it because it would mess with his sinuses and he would throw up. So finally he decided he was going to try it. He said, I'll do it for you, okay? He was dying. I said, hold up, just stop. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I don't need it. Because he didn't know what he was doing. And it was like, what the hell is you doing down there? Do you? It's not because you have sinuses. You just don't know what the hell you... He said, you cracking on me. I'm just telling you, you are not that good. You're not doing anything but irritate me. That's not, there's no satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do something. You know, don't say I can't do it because of my sinuses. It messes with my sinuses.
Just say you don't know how to do it.
Thank you. Right. That would have been better. Because he didn't. He was like, ooh. I told him, okay, let's go. We done. Say, huh? That's it. We done. I'm done. Let's go. I gotta go. Phone ringing. Let me go ask the phone who that is.
No, that's messed up. But you know, the guys that's always the worst are the ones that want to come back.
And true enough, yes.
I got this guy I met 8 years ago, and I can't shake him. Can't shake him. He comes to my door, knock on my door. I try to change my number. He comes knocking on the door, like, I try to call you. And the thing is, he's massively large. And I say he's massively large. He's massively large. And he doesn't know what he's doing, Lady C.
Wow.
That's frustration. He doesn't know what he's doing.
But
right.
You know what, though?
He doesn't know what
he's doing. Imagine if you gave him your full, and I bet you didn't even give him the fullness of what you could do. You just gave him
because there's no connection there.
Thank you. So imagine if you had a really went all out. What would have happened? I have a couple like that. I have a couple guys like that who, and see, the thing is, I haven't changed my number since 2006. So it's like, oh, I found your number. I'm like, damn.
Lady C, I need to hook you up with a Google account so you can have the Google number and give everybody their Google number.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
I mean, but like you say, it's like, okay, you got this, but you don't know, you're really not that, you don't know what you're doing. Work with it, learn to work with it, or can we do a training program? Can I train you?
Can I teach you? But I don't want to have to teach you, because what you going to do with those lessons you learned? You're going to try to shit on me and move on to the next.
Somebody else, yeah. Which is
true. Before you go, they're going to try to shit on you.
Yeah.
Before you go.
And that's true.
They're going to try to show their ass like they've been laying it down from day one. Fuck
out of here. Look, dude, when I met you and you finished, I was trying to say, are you done? Are we there yet? Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Are you done?
Oh,
and this is another thing. So, and this has behooved me that men like their nipple play it's more than women do.
Yeah.
It's a new thing to me. I didn't know that. And they,
it doesn't
like,
do nothing to me unless I'm watching you. I got to watch you do it. That's the kicker for me. Other than that, it's just annoying. It really can't get annoying. Like, stop. I'm fucking, leave it alone. But if I'm watching you, then I can get aroused. I don't know why.
Okay.
That's the way it is.
Hey,
and then
I
when
enjoy
I need to get rough, they don't know how to get rough.
Yeah.
Tell them, okay, now you can bite it. This is the point where you bite it, nibble, you know, suck hard, something.
A little more. You want to, it's
you know,
like you have to put
more.
Up an instruction manual for your breath. Like, this is
okay.
If I say something,
and if I moan a certain way, that means you have to reach around and grab. Like, that's what that means.
Right.
You have to go a little deeper. You gotta come a little, you know,
right.
You gotta listen to me. That means you're not paying attention to me. I'm giving you the cues. Even when you provide an oral, you know, you don't have to keep asking me, do you like it? Is dead. You should know. If you're paying attention.
Thank you.
And you listening to the moans and you listen to the groans and you feeling the flinches, then we on the same wavelength. You know not to move from right there. And then when you say, right there, don't stop. Don't move.
Have you ever had anybody record you while you were having sex? Or, I mean, just the vocals of it.
No.
That would be interesting.
It is.
Right, that will be interesting.
It's interesting. I didn't know I was. And then it took me, I'm like, what? You did that. And I was like, dang. And when you listen to that, it's like, wait a minute, that was me?
You don't sound like yourself, do you?
You don't realize you make all the noise. It was so funny. He did it. He had the music in the background. And he had his little phone there and was recording. And I was wondering why he was so quiet. That's why he wanted basically me. I was like, wow, this is interesting. You never listen to yourself? No, I don't listen to myself at any time.
the main question is, did knowing that you were being recorded, did it turn you on?
I didn't know at the time when I figured out what it was. It was too late. I was all into it because we were having a good time.
This is not about a good time, Lady C. It's about the frustration, Lady C. It's about the frustration.
Hey, he was releasing all my frustration.
We can't tease those who have not had to get right in a long time with our stories of
satisfaction. Guys.
Stop flashbacking. Bring it back on up.
Mm-hmm.
Black reporter.
Ma'am.
It's the top of the hour.
It is the top of the hour on a Tuesday night as the Miami Heat lead the San Antonio Spurs by 5 points.
It's a nice game.
Third night.
What quarter are we in?
Yes. We are in the second quarter.
Oh, what's the score looking
at? 44-39.
Oh, they're playing their ass right now. Everybody on their defense.
It's a final game.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We're going to take another quick break. Play some music. It's the top of the hour. You're tuning into the Honey Suite. I'm going to go check out the score and all that good stuff. 805-830-8320. Tell us about your sexual frustration. Join into the conversation. Let's have a good time. Press that one to talk, and we'll be right back.
I wouldn't call in the midnight hour. I wouldn't tuck you in and turn the nightlight out. You would walk through the door and I wouldn't say hi. I would walk out the door and wouldn't say bye-bye. It's funny that I never thought about it that way, yeah. I never knew the things that I did not say. But you were lonely and you were hungry. And I was living in my own world thinking I'm a perfect lady.
You should have told me I wasn't tall enough.
I wasn't there to help you take your clothes off. When it was time for work, didn't see you all. When you were tense, didn't give a massage. I never told you I think you're hot. It's funny how I never thought about it that way. Never knew the things that I did not say. But you were lonely and you were hungry. And I was living in my own world thinking I'm a perfect lady. Hey,
you should have told me,
yeah.
I wasn't tall enough. You should have told me,
baby.
I didn't call enough.
Yeah.
But you let me on.
You let me on.
Hey, baby, what you doing tonight? I wanted to know if you wanted to come over and chill. Maybe we could watch a movie or something. You know, Love Jones. How's that sound? Yeah. Baby, you and I have been dating for a while now, and the warmth of your smile has slowly melted away the ice-cold barriers that once surrounded my heart. And I never thought I would fall in love again, but I often find myself missing you when we're apart. So I want to invite you to come over tonight. Maybe we can have a movie marathon. You don't have to wear a thong, you can keep your clothes on. I'm not interested in having a sex marathon. Tonight, I want us to caress without getting undressed. Yeah, I enjoy sex, but I don't view you as a sexual conquest. I want us to take our time and build a relationship based on trust, not sex or lust. Because I'm slowly coming to believe that you are my soulmate. And woman, anything worth having in life is worth the wait. See, I'm a man who understands the importance of patience. And I know you're tired of dealing with men who act like mentally ill patients. Tired of dealing with men who take you on a cheap date, then act like an ape when you refuse to lay in between their sheets and fornicate. Woman, I'm here to let you know that you're worth the wait. And my last relationship taught me an important lesson. A beautiful relationship takes time to bloom. Which is why I don't want us to rush into having sex too soon. Because the seeds of a successful marriage have to be sown in the mind room. So it can blossom outside of the bedroom. So beautiful lady, will you accept my invite? Can we cuddle tonight? Let's lay on my sofa with our clothes on. We don't have to get naked to build a bond. We can watch The Best Man and afterwards hold hands while listening to our favorite love song. And right now, our friendship is purely platonic. Although I won't deny that there's a physical attraction. But I don't want sex to become a distraction, because with you, I'm seeking so much more than a few nights of sexual satisfaction. Honestly, I'd rather have you as a friend for a lifetime than risk losing our friendship after a one-night stand. Because in you, I see a friend for life, a future wife, and I'm hopeful that I'm the right man to wear your wedding band. See, and I'm not trying to rush into sex, and love might get in the way if we both get undressed. So let's just cuddle tonight, because honestly, I get more pleasure from when you just lay your head on my chest. So beautiful lady, can we cuddle tonight? Snuggle in front of the fireplace. You can come over, we'll lay on my sofa, and we'll watch your favorite Tyler Perry movie while we embrace. And there's nothing wrong with having someone to hold when nights get cold. And I like the way we prepare meals together. And I like the way our friendship feeds each other's soul. And I'm not trying to rush into sex. And I don't want our relationship to end the way it did with my ex. And I don't want our future marriage to lead to divorce. So woman, let's take it slow and become best friends before we begin to have sexual intercourse. And someone recently asked me if I could see myself getting married and sleeping with the same woman for the rest of my life. And I replied that without my soulmate, I would suffer from a lifetime of sleepless nights if I couldn't cuddle next to my wife. So let's cuddle tonight. And I'm not trying to one-night you, I'm trying to wife you. Plus my mama likes you. Maybe we can watch Love and Basketball. I know that's one of your favorite DVDs. Or we can watch Friday and Coming to America and enjoy a romantic night of comedy. I'll do whatever it takes to show I'm not trying to hurt you. Woman, I'll even watch The Color Purple. But if you look like Celia, I might have to pass on cuddling tonight and tell you I have a curfew. You know I'm just being silly. But I really want to become your best friend, and I want to prove that I'm not like those other men who hurt you in the past. Lied to you and hid their ulterior motives just to get some ass. And I think it's ridiculous how nowadays people are so quick to become promiscuous. I believe that nothing worth having in life ever comes too quick or easy. And I promise when we make love, when that night comes, I won't come too quick or easy. And if you decide to spend the night, I'll make you my famous sweet potato pancakes and cook you breakfast the next morning like Lorenz Tate did for Nia Long and Love Jones. So beautiful woman, will you accept my advice? Will you come over to my place and cuddle tonight? Yeah, let's cuddle, baby.
Plus my mama like you. Welcome back, folks, to the Honey Suite. That was my favorite spoken word artist at the moment, Kari, with Can We Cuddle? And we started off with some music. I got Lady C representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We also got Black Reporter representing New Iberia, Louisiana, and myself,
as always,
representing Brooklyn. Yeah, woohoo! 805-830-8320. Kelly Price should have told me, can we cuddle? Those are some interesting messages, the songs there. I remember first hearing that, should have told me I wasn't small enough. And I was just like, she hit the nail on the head with that line right there. We needed somebody like her. And then she went ahead and had the surgery. Now she want to be skinny. Every time you think you have somebody to be a good representative, you know,
right,
openly, you know, publicly say, listen, I'm big, I'm large, but I'm happy and I'm proud. You know, I could be a little healthier, but, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm big or small. Everybody can be a little healthier, you know, type situation.
Yeah.
But right now I'm comfortable in my own skin. We thought we had that in Star Jones, and, you know, I even heard her myself on The View say she would never have the surgery. You know, she's
right. She
back
did.
On it.
She did.
You know, and then you turn around, you have the surgery, and then you lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was what made me turn off about her.
Yeah.
Like, you did all that, and then you lied about it.
I mean, if you feel that you want it done, it's okay, just say, I want it, and don't lie. That was the biggest
right.
thing.
When you're
you know,
recorded,
like you say, we get these big women who pushing it, and then all of a sudden, oh, I got to lose some weight, you know. And then you told us you were happy, and all of a sudden, you're not happy.
The hell?
Sorry, yeah, sorry about that, folks. I'll be back in a little bit.
Uh-huh, they got a fire drill. Israel at night. Okay, folks, so we were talking about sexual frustrations before we were really interrupted by a black reporter. and we were talking about the get right and the different dynamics about the frustration, but studies have been proving that sexual frustrations do lead to overeating, so now y'all know why I'm so big.
That's
my story.
That's my excuse, and I'm sticking with it.
Exactly. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I am backed up. Which makes sense, because, you know, you had that lady who was like 600 pounds, and when she started having sex with her ex-husband, she started losing weight. They
yes.
say that's the best workout. I don't know. I don't know what that feels like. I haven't had the workout since I was a youngin'. It's like I can't get right. I can't find it. Everybody gets it, but me. See how depressed I am? Sexual frustration also leads to my depression. This is the cause of everything. If I had it on a regular and it was good, I wouldn't be frustrated. I would be happy right now, but I'm not. Depressed. I'm stressing, depressed. My phone book is empty. I don't have nobody to call. Everybody like, why don't you call me? I'm like, really? Really? Why don't you call me?
When I call you, you're busy.
Right, and everybody that said, and it's crazy when the holidays come around, because everybody that said they had no kids said they were celebrating Father's Day. Wait, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that said they were single was celebrating Valentine's Day. Wait, how would you celebrate
that? Something wrong with that picture.
Right. I thought it was just me. You always see, happy anniversary, boo. How you say happy anniversary? I had a guy do that, too. And the thing was, he claimed he was part of the church. Well, how are you going to just lie like me? I specifically asked him, are you single? He said, yes. Valentine's Day came around. He said, happy anniversary to my boo. My wife.
Yeah,
Yeah, my wife. And I was like, I thought you said you were single. Oh, no. I'm not happy. I only did it for her. I'm trying to work it out for my kid. Da, 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 da. Listen, dude. Really?
Be honest.
And you know what's frustrating
now?
I mean, give you
the choice that if you want to be the extra or the other and know where it's going to go. Don't pretend.
I don't even want a choice no more because I've actually had dudes who actually was honest about their situation. And I just felt uncomfortable. So I don't want that choice. I just don't want to know. Keep that far from me. Keep her far from me, the idea of her, all that. Just keep it from me. Don't let it come in my cipher. I don't want that. You know, that's going to be the case. Because, you know, they tell you, oh, well, I told you how I was in the beginning, or I kept it real. And I understand the frustration. The frustration. I understand that. Somebody is actually calling me. I should add them to the conference call. They're calling me on Skype right now. I should add them to the call. I'm not going to add them to the call. I was going to add them to the call. I'm not going to add them to the call. I'm not going to add them to the call. I'm frustrated.
Why did you do that?
Because
this person, you know.
Right.
You know today, you know this is what I do.
Right. This guy's full of it. He lives in Connecticut. He talk about let's meet up. He ain't make it down here yet. You don't expect me to go up there. So.
Yeah, you have the money.
Huh?
You got the money.
You know, he got the car. I don't drive.
Mm-hmm.
He drives.
Well, boy, you need to come on down here.
Uh-huh. So, that's the deal right now. Hosting a show, Phone Fantasy Radio, The Honey Suite, with Lady C. Black Reporter left us, as always. No satisfaction. No satisfaction from Black Reporter.
Just hanging in the wind.
Yeah, is just left us hanging in the wind. That's it.
Are you sure you're done? You enjoyed it, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't you? No. Yeah, right. It was good. All right. Yeah,
so,
it was good. It was right. Yeah, you right.
What's the criteria, Lady C?
Huh?
What's the criteria to get over that sexual frustration? What do we actually need to get over that sexual frustration?
Oh,
I need that kid right on a regular basis.
It's a mental thing. I've learned that instead of trying to get over it with certain people, because when you attempt, and there is like a bomb, he drops the bomb, and you're laying there, and you want to get the hell out of my house, just go or wherever. Okay, I'm ready to go. That was it. You're done, and he's breathing like, God, I worked you out, and you're like, really? Really, dude? Really? That was your A game. You need to go back to school. And I don't know. It's like, if you have a dependable person, like you say, you want to be able to call on him, and that's hard to find because usually that person ends up finding someone else that they want to be with, or they're busy. You know, when you decide you want a trial, I need you, look, dude, I need a little help. And he's busy.
Right.
He's got this to do. He's got that. And you want to ask him, wait a minute. Didn't you say you'd be there for me? You know, we gonna when you need it, let me know. I got you. Okay. I'm trying to let you know. You're not hearing it, you know. So it's a frustrating thing.
It is. It is frustrating. Like, stop, dude.
You want to tell him, look, boo. You know. Mm-mm. No. And the sad part is, there are guys who are good guys who've been hurt over these women, and then they figure, like, okay, I'm not doing anything because this woman just ripped my heart out, and you're trying to tell me this and this and this. Dude, you're not the only one. Really, you are not the only one that had your heart ripped out. I want you to understand that. You know, it has happened to all of us. We've all went through that, and we all had the drama with somebody. Somebody that you were digging and you looked around and you it's a one-sided thing and you're steady trying to be there for them and they just don't give a damn.
Yeah.
I thought we were in this together. You said, okay.
Together.
Was I wrong?
O-M-G.
I missed the whole thing.
So... it looked like I only got a few more minutes on air, then I have to go. So, since that is the case, I want to go ahead and tell everybody, tune in Monday. We'll be back on air for Musically Inclined with LaCrush Hearts. 805-830-8320. Hit us up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/WRPF Radio. We're also on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio, or you can follow me at LaCrush Hearts, LaKrushHearts. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is our website. I don't want to sit here and continue the show. I have something I have to do. It just came up. It's in my face. It's getting on my nerves. I'm so frustrated. Okay. I'm thinking this. This is my idea, folks. I'm going to leave y'all with this. I want to start a website called Get Right Central. And it's going to be a review site. The guys can post up their little profiles, and the ladies can leave reviews. And, you know, it's for the ladies only, you know. Guys that, you know, that can provide you with that full boyfriend experience. Like, just for that hour or that 2 hours or that 24 hours, he is your man. He's going to tell you how beautiful you are. He's going to have training into being the perfect husband. That's what I want to do. So anybody that wants to back my idea, I need a rich person because I need a couple of apartments. I need a couple of apartments to have hot tubs and jacuzzi tubs because you get the full-on experience. I'm telling you, we need this, Lady C. You know, if we had good sex and good weed, the world would be a peaceful place.
No frustration.
No frustration
at
all.
At people for no reason.
If they would legalize prostitution and weed, we would be in heaven. There would be heaven on earth. Those two things. If they legalize those two things. I'm telling you, Lady C. I'm for real.
You'll be trouble, I think. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I can see still that area because somebody's going to find the reason not to be happy.
Listen, then you need to take them to a detention camp. Take them out the equation. They're going to jail for not being happy. They're going to be purged.
You don't belong here.
Right. Bye bye. Yeah. I'm gonna be in Brooklyn. I'm gonna have a brownstone
like three apartments all decked out with queen-size beds with the canopy and the sheer curtains. It's going to have candles everywhere. No, not candles. No, 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 not candles. Set my house on fire. We're going to have dim the lights with the nice little ceiling fan, with the bamboo ceiling fan on top, on low. It's just going to have mirrors everywhere. You know, going to have a little lingerie shop in the basement. We're going to have the gift shop in the basement. And we're going to find you with the full-on experience. I'm telling you, it's going to be Get Right Central. I might find another name for it, but right now, that's what it is. That's my fantasy. That's what I would like to be. The madam. The mother den. The den mother. That's what it's called, yeah. The den mother.
Yes, because it's like, okay, but
you know, on
one day,
right? You know, on what's his name on HBO with
right.
that cat house.
Okay, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna need one of those. Yeah, I'm gonna need the cat ranch, the pussy ranch, something like that. I'm gonna need one of those.
A happy spot.
Right. I need one of those.
If we gotta release your frustration. We want you to
right.
come here, and you want a day, you want a weekend, you want a whole.
And I'm gonna have that Jamaican guy in my bar. He's gonna be in the corner.
Have the guy with the drink.
He got the weed. He's gonna be the guy that has the weed. He's gonna be a provider, weed provider. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna sell bongs and all that.
Then we'll be on the news. Did you see this?
I know you're
their account had $1 billion in it. How did they get that? This is what women want. They're no longer. Why do you think women hoard? Why do you think most of the people that hoarders are women? Because they're frustrated and they're trying to find something to relax their nerves,
feel
and
that.
Keep them
right.
happy, and fill that void that they're missing. And that's a lot of problem with women. They're trying. It's not that they don't like sex. They never had good sex. They don't know what it is to get that
I know
that. They know that
But they know they want something. They
yeah, but it's like, well, he just does. What she said on Color Purple, he did his business. That's what he did. And that's all they're doing. He's doing his business, and she's sitting there waiting on it. But what are they enjoying? I had a friend like that, I had a girlfriend like that. She said, what do you mean it's good? I said, it's good. She said, no, it's not. I said, yes, it is. Until she finally got that oomph. She found someone that gave her that oomph, and she says, I get it. She called me. She said, I get it. What do you get? What you're talking about? What? He was good. Girl, I enjoyed it. I said, oh, you got the oomph.
Put a little oomph in it.
Yeah.
I still want my brownstone though. I may go to jail, but don't let me win the lottery. I'm gonna get a brownstone.
Don't be set up.
I'm gonna gut my building out. I'm gonna gut my building out. What's up, Brett? 111. I don't know. You're a private caller. What's your name? You got your hand up.
Hello.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Hello.
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 Are you an entrepreneur to finance our dream?
Hello.
We need a financier.
We need an investor.
We don't want them to invest.
They need to get right. Invest in money to old rich lady.
Satisfaction Central. We're making Satisfaction Central.
Yeah.
I don't know what this disgruntled old woman's going to do for this thing y'all making. But I got some complaints.
What complaints you got? Let it out, girl. Let it out.
This is the complaint department.
Yeah,
it's
a complaint department.
Okay, because I had enough. I quite frankly had enough of lazy, sloppy, shiftless, excuses from these men. I'm really getting tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
I really am. I think, you know, nowadays, you know, the men have lost something. They've lost
uh-huh.
something, and we women are paying for it. And a lot of women like to say, oh, well, it's your fault because you stopped demanding these things. And in a way, it is. We have stopped demanding that these men do what they have to do, you know, to court us and to please us. But, you know, we got to get this thing back because this is getting ridiculous out here. I mean, the excuses I am hearing, you know, I got injured at my job or, you know, oh, I need back surgery and all this other nonsense I'm hearing. You know, I'm just quite fairly sick and tired of it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And while some of these things may be true, you know, you may have some issues out there. Then you ain't got no business trying to get me in no bed if you know that you cannot perform to your highest potential, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you expect me to do backflips and do all these other stuff and twist it, drop it like it's hot and ride and all this other stuff, isn't it only fair that you be able to do the same as I need provided for me? You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, these men want to get you in all these positions and twist you this way and that way and bend over, just all this other stuff. And they can't even do nothing but, oh, I got to have back surgery. I can't do that move. Or, you know, oh, I twisted so I can't do that move. And wonder why I go get me a youngin. This is why I go get me a youngster. Because I can't be listening to these excuses these black men got. You know, and I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of excuses. You know, I'm tired of them trying to sit up there and twist me every which way they see in these pornos. But when it comes to me, can you do what them guys do? I don't think so.
Thank you.
They can't do it. They can't do it. Don't even try to do it. Don't even attempt to do it. I'm like, can you do like Jake Steed do? Then don't try to twist me up like Candy, whoever do.
Right, you ain't
can't
gonna lay
go
like that. Don't expect it like that. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You can't give me a long stroke. Then don't expect me to give you a this and that. No. Well, can you deep throat? Well, can you do this? Can you do something like he doing right there? Can you do what you call it?
Can you make your tongue vibrate?
Yeah, exactly.
I can swallow yours. Can you make your tongue go fast? Like, come on.
You know, can you do something for me? Can you make your thing dance
right?
inside of me?
Right.
Can you do
right.
that? No, you can't. Get out of here.
And now that we don't need y'all to, you know, at one time we felt obligated.
Yeah.
I think
you know,
at one time... I think at one time ladies felt obligated because you were the provider. You was doing this, you was doing that. As long as the sex good, you're going to take care of home. And now we got to that point where, you know, even if the sex is good, you're still going to step out.
Right.
You know, but, Chris, if I could do my Kegel exercises and keep myself tight and right, come on, y'all. Girl, you could do something, too. You know, you can exercise.
Right,
or,
and they can. And it's all a mental thing. Like, oh, you came too quick. That means you haven't been preparing yourself. You know you come quick because you know this. You feel some type of way.
Exactly.
You know this because she felt some type of way. So don't act like nobody has told you. Nobody has to tell you. You know this, but you come with that selfish mentality like, oh, well, I got mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's horrible.
You know, and then that's where it all boils down to, oh, well, I got mine. Now, when was like that, this world would be so fucked up.
I think it's horrible.
I'm making dinner, and there's one plate on the table. Oh, well, I got mine. Like, you know what, ladies? That's what we need to start doing, too. We go food shopping. We go to the store. We buy stuff. We buy one roll of tissue. Oh, well, I got mine.
Exactly. I got mine.
We need to start doing that. We got to start protesting this and demanding. We have to get back on our demand shit. Then we're just nagging. Oh, you're nagging. Oh, you're...
Well, why is it nagging? Because we're telling the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They don't hear that.
Is that why we're nagging?
We want our cake and eat it, too. If you can step out, why can't I step out? Because, you know, if we step out, they're trying to kill us.
Exactly.
Right.
The lady didn't even step out, and the man ripped her heart out, literally. Right in the Bronx.
Oh, God.
Right in the Bronx it happened. He literally ripped her heart out.
That's because they were Spanish.
He thought she stepped out. Right, that was a Spanish
person. I don't play with a Spanish man. I told you, I don't think Spanish man.
But it's not even, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you can, and I see this all the time, especially when I'm doing the parties as well. you know, she comes to the party, he can flirt, he can sex, he can do all this stuff, and then when it's her turn, sit down, where you going, what you doing, what? That's why I couldn't be in a relationship with a lifestyle like that. Mm-hmm. But that's another story, anyway. All right, so it looks like my time is up, folks. I'm going to play some music until the end of the show, because I got somebody staring me in my face right now.
Oh! I guess she said, let her get all her complaints out so he can listen. And now whoever you are, sit me and you got your work cut out for you.
No, fuck him. No. Look, it's not even that cup of tea.
You are listening to BFR.
Okay. I'm here. I guess I'm with Johnny because lately I don't know what's
going
on.
Okay, do we write it down? We need to write down this outro. We need to write down his outro.
Kristen was, yeah, somebody get a pen. Go ahead, Miss.
He messed it up.
Is it time already?
Yes. No, not time right now, but I'm just saying it's about to be. I'm not going to go this year. I'm going to go ahead and let the show out, but I'm just saying. We need to find us a good outro.
Let's go back to work.
Well, I have a good in between. We used to call it a mixer or a you know. You're listening to PFR.
I do that already. He's talking about the liners and the stings. I do that already, man.
Okay.
I do that already, man. Have you not been listening to the show? Have you not been listening to the show? I need to find some other stuff to use, though. I need some new stuff, but, you know, I'm going to get on that. Well, right now, I'm on a spending budget, so phone, face, radio will not be getting any upgrades anytime soon. Y'all just got to deal with what y'all got to deal with, damn it.
Yay.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Exactly. That's it. That's all y'all getting.
Well, at least.
That's all y'all getting. That's all I got for y'all. Damn it.
At least it's not somebody saying, you listen to Nick Radio.
I got this one.
Too young for garment sexy? Too mature for pretty boy swag? Then you've come to the right place. For smooth R&B and today's hottest hip hop.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
I know, right? Maybe I gotta find something more like that. I don't know. We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there, folks. So you know what? Let me go ahead and take this quick music break. Tend to what I need to tend to, and I'll be right back. How about that? That's
okay.
What we'll do. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, all right. We'll do that. All right. So we ain't going nowhere just yet. We're gonna ride out the next 20 minutes. I'm finding something to play. Let me close my eyes and count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Be right back.
Can't stay away from you too long. Even if I do, I'll always call. Checking on you, make sure you're okay. Be the one to brighten up your day. Yeah, yeah, and the point of it all, I love you. Yeah, you know I love you, baby. Oh, my days seem long whenever we're apart. Like someone has stolen away my heart. major part of my life. And no matter what the storm may bring, I'm fine with you. And the point of it all, I love you. And the reason for it all, I love you. Oh, I love.
I love.
Oh, I love.
Oh, I love.
Oh, I love you, girl.
let me shoot you.
Good folks, we're back at Final Fantasy Radio. Just the Crush Hearts here, blowing it up. That was Ready for the World, I believe, tonight. And before that, Anthony Hamilton with The Point of It All. I don't know what the point of that old song anymore, because I think I ran it out too much. You know, you play something over and over and over again. It's like now you hear it. It's just like, okay, I'm done with this. I'm over it. I'm at that point with that song right now. Like, okay, I done played it so much. Like, it's like, okay, now I'm over it. So, anyway, we have been talking about sexuals. No pun intended. We have been talking about sexual frustrations and just overall being frustrated with the opposite sex. Anyway, I got my good peoples with me, as always, holding it down in Louisiana. We have Black Supporter, Lady C, and over here, holding it down with me in Brooklyn, we got Brick. And I'm bringing everybody back on air, because that's how we do it. All right, guys, y'all still with me?
We're here.
Oh, okay. Everybody's there. Everybody's there. That means we have progress. Okay, so we made it down to the last 10 minutes. This is the point where I ask everybody to give us a final thoughts for tonight. Get it off your chest. Let's go into the weekend with clear and high hopes for the weekend. My final thought is, I have had some of this coconut vodka by Exclusive, and it's like really good with some pineapple juice, and I'm about to have another drink with some ziti that I made, because I made two pans of ziti, and it's like really cheesy, so that's what I was doing just now, like making my ziti. But anyway, moving on. Brick, any final thoughts to get off your chest? Brick, I got us on hold. What about you, Lady C?
Just enjoy the weekend, and if it's not good, don't do it. If you're not
don't
happy,
do it, right?
And you're looking for that, oh yeah, don't just do it to say maybe, because you know what, bad sex is bad sex.
Yeah, I know that's right. Just
this
bad.
Is true.
And it's even more frustrating. I thought maybe he had changed. No, they don't change overnight.
Right.
If he was bad before, he's gonna be bad this time too. So don't confuse yourself.
I know.
It's delusional to think that they're getting better. Did you train them? Did you tell them? And then when a woman tells you that she didn't enjoy it, just take it for that. Don't tell her, no, you're trying to hurt my feelings. No.
Okay. What about you, Black Report? Any final thoughts on this subject?
Well, I simply want to say, when a woman tells you it wasn't there, it's not necessarily because of what you haven't done. Because the simple fact of the matter is, what you haven't done is pleasing. and I think you need to find out what will please her and how it will please her.
Mm-hmm.
Take it from a lifelong friend, folks, and find out what your lady needs and what she likes.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can please her properly.
Mm. So. Okay, sounds like a plan. Also, folks, listen. Gentlemen, I am taking applications. Hit me up at LaCrush at YMail.com. That's LaKrush at YMail.com. Please be advised, I do not travel. I'm not going to West Bubblefuck. I'm not going to California. I'm not going to Las Vegas. I'm not going to Chicago. I'm not going to Florida. I'm not going anywhere but Brooklyn, New York. So if you can't get to Brooklyn, then you just ask out. And I need you to be at least 6'2 and taller. I also need you to be over the age of 30. If you have children, that's fine. If you don't, that's better. Please be single, widowed, divorced, separated. I don't want no open relationships. I don't want no married couples. Thingy, I don't want none of that drama, but I'm interested in an open relationship. So
now, since my co-host is putting herself out there like that, I figure since I'm back on the single scene once again, and I'm my
wait a minute, how are you back on the single scene? Wasn't you just booed up a couple of shows ago?
Well, the situation is she has made herself clear. When I need her to be here. So
oh,
I'll just put it out there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all good. So that's what it is. We are all looking for dates for Fantasy Radio. So shoot us an email. Let us know your criterias. And you know, y'all seen what we look like. And we should have a dating show if we get enough applicants.
And y'all should know, whether y'all know it or not, I am 54 years old. I do love larger ladies. And
he's not traveling.
No.
Ladies, if you can't make it to Louisiana, New Iberia, please not waste our time. Thank you very much. I'll travel if you pay. I'm not a gold digger, but I'm not gonna spend my money. I'm just saying. You gotta pay for my accommodation, damn it. Anyway, it's all in good fun, folks. All in good fun as always. This is Phone Fantasy Radio, the Honey Suite. And we're about to sign off. As soon as we find out how to do this outro, Black Report, do you think you're up for it tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What time there was a secret.
Go ahead, sorry.
Why she stop me?
I didn't know you was about to start. You was a long pause. I was about to say something, but go ahead.
What time there was has ceased to be, but it is no more. Yesterday is unforgettable. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you wanted to hear, you heard everything we played. Not go run and tell that. On your face, Felix Lau. We will see you in a little while on PFR. And
on that note, enjoy your weekend. Be good, be safe, and tell us about it on Monday. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Goodbye.
I want to play a song. I want to play a song. To play a song. Y'all not ready for that.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life.
Saddest day of my life.
I called you here today for a bit of bad news.
Yes.
I won't be able to see you anymore.
I won't be able to see you anymore
because of
my
obligations and the ties that you have.
I have.
We've been meeting here every day
And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
To meet you here today, there's just so many things to say. Please don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do. You.